Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Welcome to a new podcast on the mystical temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky. I previously did a podcast called St. Faustina's Diary in 1 Year. I also did another podcast on the Imitation of Christ. Now, this new podcast is a book by the founder of my religious congregation, the Congregation of Marians of the Immaculate Conception. So at the beginning, it might be good to ask, who was St. Stanislaus and who are the Marians? Well, St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky lived in Poland in the 17th century. He grew up in the southern part of Poland from a rather rural area. He had difficulties in school while he was growing up, and he lived through turbulent times when many people were dying unexpectedly due to plagues and wars, not too different from our own times. He eventually joined the Pierist Fathers, a religious community that educated the poor. He felt a calling by God, as he was progressing in his vocation, to found a religious community dedicated to the mystery of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. Now, he had many difficulties making the transition to founding that new community, but he persevered in seeking to fulfill the will of God. He had mystical experiences with the souls from purgatory, asking for his intercession. Among his pastoral duties, he was a military chaplain, and so there were times when he was ministering to the dying soldiers on battlefields, and he could see how much those who were dying unprepared needed prayers. He founded the Marians to promote the mystery of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. This is a sign of God's love for us, for each of us. God wants to bring us all safely home to heaven, and Mary is a sign of what is possible for us. The Marians also pray for the souls in purgatory and for the dying. And we have many active apostolates, including the National Shrine of the Divine Mercy in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. Now, St. Stanislaus wrote The Mystical Temple of God, and it was printed in 1675, which was a few years after he founded my religious community. He had been working on it for several years. On the title page, St. Stanislaus wrote about the purpose of this work. He said, "This work is beneficial for people of all walks of life, and it is useful for sermons at the consecration of a church." St. Stanislaus wanted to reach not only priests and religious with this book, which teaches us how to grow in holiness, he wanted to teach lay people as well. And writing a book on spirituality for the lay people was very unusual in the 17th century. He based his work on the sacred scriptures, on the writings from the fathers of the church, and other mystical and theological writings. He was very well read, and he drew from all of the spiritual books that he had read for his sermons and for his other writings. Now, in this work, St. Stanislaus is writing about the presence of God and the love of God in our lives. God is always present to us, whether we feel his presence or not. He is always near us. God said to Moses from the burning bush, "I am who am." God is always present. God is always there. God is always present in himself. He is also present in his creation. Now, God didn't have to create the world or any of us, but he did so because of his goodness and his love for us. God created us, and he sustains us, and he sustains the world through his divine providence. The ancient Greeks pictured Atlas as carrying the world on his back with great effort. Our Lord sustains the world with the power of his word. God created us in his image and his likeness. We are like him in that we are social beings. We have relationships with other people. We're also rational beings. We think and we can learn, and we're free to choose. We have a memory of things from the past. This separates us from all the other animals. And we are made in God's image and likeness. Through our life, our task is to become more and more like God. And we do this by avoiding sin and leading a holy life. Now, we can't do this ourselves. We need God's help and His grace. God is present in the world in many different ways. And we will explore some of these ways as we go along. Each of us is a mystical temple of God. We are made in God's image. We are God's dwelling place. We are His chosen children. Shrines that are built on the earth eventually fall apart. But each of us is destined for immortality. So we have a great dignity. We are called to live with God in heaven forever. So in this podcast, let's open our hearts to what St. Stanislaus wants to teach us in this timeless work, The Mystical Temple of God. As I did in my other podcasts, I'll read a small section from the work each day, and then I'll give a short commentary on it. So it should be about 5 or 10 minutes a day. I hope you'll join me. I think we'll learn a lot as we go along. So we'll see you tomorrow as we begin The Mystical Temple of God.